Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Another year towards AI and home automation, nirvana or dystopia, depending on your particular point of view. But I need to check in and report on my automated and integrated home. Now, the geezers are with CBI, which is a local brand, timers. I should and need to cover those in a separate piece very soon. They come on and switch off on a schedule. They are run on a platform called Tuya, as is, interestingly, my garage door, and a system called Sonoff controls most of my lighting. And all of that works just fine. Alexa devices are used for voice control, but Siri is available too. My home has speakers throughout it, a combination of Apple HomePods, Sonos, Hisense and Samsung TVs, and Apple AirPlay, even a Marantz amplifier thrown in there. All of that works pretty nicely, and one can easily play music anywhere or everywhere through Apple Music or Spotify. The family is divided across these platforms. Even my dishwasher from Bosch is smart, with Alexa telling me when to order supplies or when the dishes are done. My solar system through SunSync keeps all of this running 24/7. So far, so good. Now, last year, the promise of everything talking to each other seamlessly was promised with the Matter standard. Now, Matters was promised to be the holy grail. Now, going forward, it should be. But currently, in spite of everything, I have been on absolutely the latest firmware. My report is not so much. I use a bridge service, which I have to use still, called Hoobs. And the whole idea with Matter was everything would just talk to each other and you could have one central dashboard. But I run this Hoobs on a separate Arduino, which is a little mini computer, and it links everything up. This is a long way of saying it. Plug it all in and it won't just work. This remains a tinkerer's work, not plug and play simplicity. In spite of all the promises, manufacturers seem to be hanging on and clawing at the walls around their gardens. And right now, Siri won't switch on a damn thing, or off for that matter. And the reality is, if you're not prepared to geek out, wait a little while and I'll check in again. The promise of home integration still dangles tantalizingly over a visible horizon. That's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, please reach out to me, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.